Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
You want to back off them hogs? Good, 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears is wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck. We about to go a hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben. Negatory, Big Ben. You're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Hey, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Cause we got a mighty cowboy rockin' through the night. Yeah, we got a mighty cowboy. Ain't she a beautiful sight? Come on and join our cowboy. Ain't nothing gonna get in our way.
What's your 20? Omaha. Well, they ought to know what to do with them hogs out there for sure. Well, mercy sakes, good buddy. We're going to back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
My boy.
I want it all nigga, all leather, 25th and Jackson, I'm back in action like Carl Weathers, tryna beat the Rocky like Carl Weathers, Trap Boy Kane, I club a Lane Sylvester, crack cocaine, I was my own investor, could I do this shit independent, that was my only question, Usher Raymond, the Four Confessions, Pharaoh let me come through and hit when I was alone and stressing, yeah, that's when his music shit wasn't moving, man, I said I might as well be moving things, Joey let him shelf it, but I still put out my fucking debut record. For the record, when I move around with these hoes, it's off the record. For the record, for the social media shit, I was living reckless. And these rap niggas share the same hoes. Got a curb, bitches, got a cut, bitches, got a change hoes. I was reminiscing in the Range Road. Me and my little brother share the same hoes, nigga. Yeah. It's when this music shit wasn't moving, man.
I'm so sad. Susie Q took my channel, baby. I'm so... What do she want from me? I'm so mad at you. I'm the biggest mad at you in the history of mad at you. You stink and you smell and you smell like Polish pickles. And when I get my money right, I'm about a stupid platform and make free speech for everybody. Yeah, hate you. Hey, it is I, the mighty soap. And you've not seen nothing like the mighty soap there, brothers. We are in the bucket where we have fun, let loose, and speak the red pill, and sometimes, well, fuck it, we just gonna go black pilled with it. Just barely under the radar because the last channel got kicked, as you can see here. I got some brand new digs, brand new shit I'm gonna tell you about. This episode is for those of the faithful few that did get here. Those that did subscribe, you watching the playback, you listening to it, and all of that good shit. We got a pretty good show lined up, of course, you know. And as you already do know, I upload the playback to BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV. Check this out. Right now, as we speak, if you have tuned in from MGTOW.TV, you also get to see this live as it goes down and at the same time. So I'm streaming on two channels right now. The audio only version is also on Anchor, the playback, and other well-known podcasting sites like Spotify and iTunes. Rumble's under construction. We gonna get that together, man. All right. I need a little bit of, you know, a little space there before I get that shit ready, because I got to upload a few of those things that make you go. All right, but I have to issue a correction to Hammerhand. Now, I'm the one that got my channel axed. Yeah, brothers, it was me. I did it. Like you say, Hammer, there are no victims, only volunteers. I did it. Now, I may be mild-mannered, but I can be a bipolar mess at times, dude. Yeah. So, before I start the show, I do want to say big ups to the faithful few that did subscribe after I lost my channel. That gave me my wrenches back after I lost my wrenches. Like Grinch and Hammerhand and all my brothers that have subscribed to the new channel. This one. Alright? So, from here on out, there's going to be shit over here. And over the week, I was listening to True Sherm, TFM, and Hidden, and all of this. And, you know, I've been meditating and fasting, as it were. And, yo, you see the intro and everything about the you-know-what in Ottawa. And I may not be out there in Canada, but my heart's out there to those guys. Today, it ramped up just a little bit, and this was with the protesters, and they brought out all of the frogmen and the stormtroopers and trying to get those people with the kitchen sink, but no, they're not faltering, you know what I'm saying? They're holding the line, but my heart's out there to those guys. Now, TFM had a point last week about the truckers, and here's what I got out of it. Okay, phase one is complete. These truckers, these guys made their presence known in the Capitol. My opinion is that they continue to peaceably assemble, all right, in that first phase there. Get into some good trouble. That's the second phase. We'll get into the second phase a little bit. Get into some good trouble, as these, civil rights members once called it. Fill up the jail cells and make a statement. You can only jail these people for so long, and you can only silence them for so long. People are starting to rethink January 6th and everything here in America. And, you know, you guys may want to, you might want to, you may be downplaying it right now, but that's only a preview of what could probably happen here if our very own Brandon starts messing up and putting that shit out there. So again, you know, hold strong, you guys out there in Ottawa and all over there in Canada. All right. Well, I think I'm one of the few that have said in this space that Charlie 19 restrictions, they're gynocentric. All right. Yo, here's why. Females have always valued security more than freedom. Right or wrong, all right? Now, do you see why they constantly seek out provisions and protection? It's because they value security above all else. And absolutely, this crisis was no different. 2 years of this shit. And so, the Karen, that is the most protected class in America. She's running the platform right now as we speak. Well, this is a special type of a Karen. And, yeah, she goes by the name Susie, right? You know what we call her, right? And she's usually the brain warped chick, scared of the bug, because if it ain't her, it's her boot-licking mangina husband or boyfriend telling you to wear a mask and asking for your papers, please, at every fucking turn. 2 weeks to slow the spread. It became 2 years. Oh, man. Like you, brothers, I am sick and fucking tired of this bug, these masks, and that goddamn needle, all right? Well, I'm going to go over here and switch this up a bit, you know, because I don't want to stay on that subject for far too long, right? I'm going to go over here real quick. Now, yeah, this is from the lame stream. You know what it is. I do it so you don't fucking have to. And this is like a first reaction because, I mean, I only seen the title and went, eh, let's just put that up there. All right, so I'll read this real quick. President Joe Biden is now so unpopular, no shit, that he has fallen a bit below even Donald Trump's dismal showing at this point in his presidency. Real Clear Politics average of presidential approval polls has Biden at 41% approval and at 53% disapproval. Why is it 41? You guys might as well take it like this. This would be them amongst their circle because they've already disregarded our opinions and ideals and what we stand for and shit. You know? So, you know, even they think this isn't right. But in a strange and funny way, I do kind of feel bad for this guy. It's kind of looking like elderly abuse. But then again, you know, it ain't even low key anymore that, you know, he gives people diddler vibes. I think he is a diddler, right? Diddler in chief, real shit. But, Trump's corresponding 2018 approval number edges Biden at 41.4% with a disapproval of 53.9%. See, you might as well say 42 to 54. People hate this guy worse than the last guy. How did it come to this? The article goes on to say. Biden started out with much higher approval than Trump, who was hampered in his first year by the false Russian collusion narrative and highly negative news coverage. No shit. But by the start of Trump's second year, his numbers began to slowly improve. Biden's have continued to sink. Now those converging lines have crossed, kind of like an equilibrium that you see in a graph when two different lines cross each other. All right? So, lower than Trump is hardly the first year result the White House expected. How could you not expect that it was going to be, man? Oh, I keep forgetting. This is from the lamestream media's circles and shit. You know what I mean? Biden received the most popular votes of anyone elected to the presidency. Yeah, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Let them tell it. Working class Joe ran as a moderate who would restore sanity to Washington and move Americans forward. Oh, shit, I can't keep a straight face. He used the word... Let me keep a straight face here. He used the word unity 8 times in his inaugural address. So what? God damn it. I could use, you know, the key, one key word that this damn country needs, and it's freedom. I could use it 24 times in a fucking speech and run for president. Well, let me get to the article again. But then came the bait and switch. No shit. In office, Biden veered to the left, pursuing a big and bold progressive legislative agenda. Things looked good at first. Biden's honeymoon period of robust poll numbers stretched into July. Oh, man. And then the mistakes began to pile up. All right. The hits began to pile up. The White House declared July 4th was Independence Day from the bug, you know, but was blindsided by the Delta variant, followed by the Moronicon wave. Public confidence in Biden's ability to manage the crisis plummeted. He was a fucking bungler. No shit. In August, the botched pullout from Afghanistan and surprise Taliban entry into Kabul also drove numbers lower. Though many expected this to be a temporary blip by Labor Day, Biden's approval rating was firmly underwater and heading down. Troops to Ukraine. Biden is getting Ukraine and Russia right after Obama fell short and Trump was a disaster. That made no fucking sense. Trump was getting, okay, say what you will about him, but he was actually getting his foot in the door when it came to the situation between Ukraine and Russia. All right. The situation there is kind of like how the Cuban Missile Crisis was, right? You had the missiles, you had the Soviets trying to send missiles to Cuba, having them pointed and aimed at America. Same damn thing happening here, except Ukraine in this case would be the Cuba in this situation, and they're trying to get nukes pointed toward Russia. You know what I mean? And I don't think the Ukraine, I keep calling them the Ukraine when they're just plain old Ukraine. Anyway, scratch that. Ukraine is trying to get its foot in the door to NATO, and NATO's long outlived its purpose. I mean, it's outlived its purpose in 1990. You know, the Cold War was over, and that was pretty much the purpose that organization served. But now it's just an Eastern European police force, pretty much. Back to the article. The legislative foibles of the fall and winter, the collapse of the Build Back Better bill, and the defeat of the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, and no progress on immigration reform, minimum wage, or student debt relief, sent the message that this White House could not deliver. Then claim inflation. The White House downplayed it, joked about it, said it was temporary. Then slammed NBC News anchor Lester Holt for even asking about it. And then said it was good for America, might I add into this article. And as reports of worsening inflation began piling up, Biden touted the supposed strongest first-year economic track record of any president in the last 50 years because he inherited what Trump had. Don't take credit for that shit. Anyway, back to the article. No wonder Obama advisor David Axelrod says it's time for Biden to start painting a credible, realistic picture. David Axelrod. Okay, there's two that I know of. One that had his, the David Axelrod that had his hand up Clinton's ass as a strategist. Him and George Stephanopoulos. Oh yeah, Pepperidge Farm remembers, motherfucker. Back to the article. And as reports of worsening inflation began piling up, Biden touted the supposed strongest first-year economic track record. Yeah, I've read that. Let's go back over here. Oh, this is nice. Comparing the numbers in the latest Economist YouGov poll with those of a year ago shows how decisively Biden has lost his mojo. That motherfucker lost his mojo. Shit. When he was elected vice president. Well, then again, I could be wrong. He has a little mojo left for, you know, any person under the age of 17. Anyway, let me keep going. His approval on managing the economy went from plus 13 to negative 7, with 70 now rating economic conditions either as just fair or poor. 59% now call inflation very serious, when a year ago it was such a non-issue, the poll didn't even ask about it. Whatever. On handling the bug, Biden dropped from an optimistic plus 19 to negative 9. Biden's general favorability plunged from plus 9 to minus 10, and his reputation for being a strong leader cratered from plus 7 to minus 30. With midterm elections looming this fall, Biden is below where President Obama was when his party suffered the 2010 electoral shellacking. And I put scare quotes on shellacking. Obama said that, and I remember that too. Being at the bottom of the approval heap does not augur well for Biden's 2024 reelection chances either, should he choose to run. Something a majority of Democrats would rather not see happen. Yeah, even they don't want him back. Even they don't want him there. And that's what this article is saying. Comeback is still possible, goes the article. And it goes on to say, but trends are not destiny. President Ronald Reagan went from low approval during the 1982 recession to the strongest re-election in modern history. On the other hand, George H.W. Bush was soaring at an 80% approval at the start of his second year, and 2 years later was staring at a defeat at the hands of a previously little-known Arkansas governor. Hint, hint. Biden can turn things around, really? But his government seems less to be charting its own course than the product. Okay, let me see how this goes. Biden could turn things around, but his government seems less to be charting its own course than the product of events beyond its control. And despite its historically bad approval numbers, the White House still seems unaware or unconvinced that Biden's presidency is failing. Well, the White House has got to feel that way. They have to feel that way. Or it's their asses and their jobs. The article goes on to say, maybe miracles will happen. Bug will ebb. Inflation will fade, which won't. The economy will bloom. Russia will retreat. Joe Manchin of West Virginia will cave, and he won't. Progressives will rally. Republicans will cooperate. Bullshit. Unity will prevail. That's false unity. And those sub-Trump approval numbers will shoot right back up. Maybe, the article says. But don't bet on it. Fuck out of here. What you think about this, man? Let me get on in here. Yeah, into these here comments, what it is. D-Man 50 says, not my Brandon. Craig Furness say, given his past, I have no sympathy. I agree, Craig. Outlaw say, MGTOW Outlaw, don't these gynocentric people find it strange that they haven't seen other people call for Kamala Harris to be president? Aren't people chomping at the bits to see a first woman? Bruh. That's good that you brought that up. Kamala is only trying to, she's waiting in the wings. Let's just put it that way. The approval ratings will continue to plummet. It's going to dig through the fucking ground, you know, as this shit progresses. I mean, the money supply, 40% of it was created not that long ago. I mean, in just the past 2 years, you know. Right. So there's that shit. I'm waiting for people to look for fault in Biden to make some sort of Me Too accusation to move him aside to put Kamala in power. It's a little too late for that, outlaw, because they tried it in the election, but it didn't stick. And this was like the same thing that happened with Clinton when he was trying to be trying to get elected back around 95, 96, you know. So I don't see that happening. Biden is I'm willing to bet that Biden is going to get so fucking senile that not even his advisors will be able to prop up that shit show. All right. Actions are louder, says D-Man 50. You are correct. Commie LA will be a disaster. That's also correct. Nobody wants Kamala Harris in, outlaw. You know, nobody wants that bitch in. Let me tell you, I mean, the black folks, us, you know what I'm saying? Behind this mask, I'm black, as you already know. I make no bones about it. Not even they want her in there. Not even they don't want her in there. And by the way, she's not black, of course. Not, you know, black in the way that we know it. Let me tell you something. That was just a tanned and button-up white girl. That's all this chick is. Really. That's all this chick is. I mean, she has those annoying professional vibes. You know, I mean, I don't know you guys. I mean, in some of the jobs that you may have had that,
power on.
Power the fuck back on, speaker. Shit.
Power on.
I'm gonna need you. God damn it. Damn it. Ah. Damn. That's better. But yeah, she comes off as a man, her voice is annoying. Oh, I thought Sarah Palin was bad. D-Man 50 say. All right, let me go scroll on down further here. Craig Furness says, disaster. You, sir, are being charitable. Well, I got to keep it a little mild here because a lot of this broadcast is over on you know where. All right. Okay. Craig Furnesse. Amendment 25. You are correct. That is exactly how Biden's going to get the hell out of here. You know what I'm saying? He's going to get so senile that, you know, they're not going to take that. You know, even they know this is bullshit. You know, like kind of like what it kind of reminds me of what George Carlin had said about, you know, the food companies putting on labels that the homemade jelly or this was homemade and it wasn't homemade. They had to take that down because even they knew it was bullshit. Same thing with our current guy sitting in that White House. All right. Yeah. So. Amendment 25, that was passed in 1967, and it goes, Section 1, in the case of the removal of the president from office or of his death of or resignation, the vice president shall become president. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple, right? Right? Section 2, whenever there is a vacancy in the office of the vice president, the president shall nominate a vice president who shall take the office upon confirmation by a majority vote of both houses of Congress. And that could happen. And this gets a little bit longer there, but here comes Section 3. Whenever the president transmits to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House is written declaration that he is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office until he transmits to them a written declaration to the contrary. Such powers and duties shall be discharged by the vice president as acting president. All right. That section is what they'll use to get him out. Pretty much. I could be wrong, but I'll read Section 4 here. Just a piece of it. Whenever the vice president and a majority of either principal officers of the executive departments or of such other body as Congress may by law provide transmit to the president pro tempore of the Senate and the Speaker of the House their written declaration that the president is unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office, the vice president shall immediately assume the powers and duties of the office as acting president. And I'll stop right there. Section 4 is really what they're going to use. So Amendment 25, Section 4 is what they'll use to get his ass out of there. You know? Yeah, of course. Yeah, law. I see them doing that too. Now, Outlaw goes on to say, if y'all remember back, they guarded social media like Fort Knox because there was ample proof of fraud they covered up. They know if people prove the fraud in the public eye. They know Kamala would be illegitimate too, hence the protection to cover up. Of course. They're doing all that they can to make it an easier path for Harris to get in there. We're not stupid, you know. We know what they're up to. I mean, it's kind of like the way a female moves in a company. No, it's not glass ceiling. They complain that it is a glass ceiling still to this day when it's not. Okay? They keep complaining that it's that way, but, you know, every manager that I've worked for in the past, 10 years, 15 years, have all been female. Now, at any time, they could have came up and went to and ran for that office. But they got a little scared. I mean, I get it. You scared shitless, you know. But really the point is that no female has really gotten to, you know, worth her salt anyway. Only a few females worth their salt get top CEO positions or top executive positions, you know, through hard work. Kind of like that bell curve or something. But anyway, Brandon has been a freeloader for half a century now. Fuck yeah, he's been in government for what? 40 to 50 years? We all know that. You guys know that. And Craig Furness goes on to say, given her past, I'm worried. Worried about what? And he goes on to say, I've never met a pro who didn't have a deep hatred of men. Well, That goes on, yeah, that pretty much covers it. That pretty much fucking covers it. Something's gotta give, though, fellas. I mean, that woke SJW hegemony, it's making me sick. And it's Queen Mother Dark Karen, Kamala, is next in line at the White House waiting in the wings, man. You know that. 36 more months until we see Heels Up Harris use that 25th Amendment Section 4 to oust Brandon. Hell, I'd be surprised if she doesn't. All signs in the road point to it, don't it? God damn. Damn. And boy, let me find out. Boy, if she picks what's that bitch name? Oh, yeah. If she picks AOC, man, I'm gonna be mad as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Boy, I would be mad as fuck, man. Yeah, so yeah, my man Duzang, I was trying to catch that. I was trying to catch the live, but shit. I was just sitting in the rating room. I was like, where'd the live go? I mean, anyway. And he's got a treat on his channel about the way that Biden's handling this. I think it would be called the Dutch model, because this was the first country on earth to decriminalize almost every drug. And then there's the crack pipe thing, and I'm like, what the hell? But I do like, I want to find out more about that. I didn't have anything prepared on the show for it, but I really do want to look into it and what people think, you know? Because, yeah, they gotten this model from the Netherlands, you know, safe houses where they can, you know, shoot up or smoke their drug or whatever that they're, you know, addicted to, so that they're not out in the street doing their thing. But the way that they got it set up is really fishy, bro. And I'm going to have to find out more on that. I mean, that's about the long and short of what I know about it. And speaking of the Netherlands, though, yes, I've heard of them and their 90% juiced population. See, this is the way that they set you up for immunodeficiency diseases. Now, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to cause too much of a stir or feed you too much of a, you know, a tinfoil hat story. But according to the opposition, I don't think that's too far-fetched. Don't y'all agree? I mean, that don't sound too far-fetched. I mean, for the longest time, man, I've always, you know, some of the stuff where, you know, about the Myrna, that's what I call it, you know, the Myrna, about the needle, the Myrna, right? And even the guy that invented the technology is, you know, is telling you what this government is using it for. I don't know if the guy has came to his senses or how he came to that conclusion. But at first, this was, this was a talking point for, you know, a lot of conspiracy types. You know what I'm saying? But it don't sound like conspiracy anymore. Oh, no. And D-Man say, 30 million of your tax dollars. Oh, yeah, over the crack pipe thing. Yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of that. Craig Furness goes, you mean the long-term effects of graphene oxide? Oh, spooky stuff. Right? Yeah, it's all good. D-Man goes on to say, maybe they want people out of their heads so you can't see what's going on. No shit, they do. You know, no shit, they really do, my man. Alright, so let me get us over back to the article here. Switch some gears a bit, you know. Okay. Yeah, might want to talk about old Jelang. You know what I'm saying? Let me find out. I still got the list. I still got the list, Susie. I got Jelang's little list, Susie. Boy. I'm going to tell it on the mouth. 10. Okay, so this article right here is like, it's really shocking Jelang Maxwell's family fears for her safety after Jean-Luc Brunel death. Let's see here. The family of Jelang Maxwell says they're worried for their safety after the prison death of French fashion agent Jean-Luc Brunel, who had ties to convicted blank offender Jeffrey Epstein. On Saturday, well, this past Saturday, French officials announced that Jean-Luc Brunel, a former top agent for fashion models, was found hanged with bed sheets in his Paris prison cell. A death, officials have ruled it a suicide. Man. Oh, hell no. This don't sound like a... This don't sound like tinfoil hat story. This don't sound like tinfoil hat story, goddammit. This shit is real. This shit is real, goddammit. Oh, man. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Now the whole damn show... Yeah, the show's infected. Oh, fuck. Riggs is here. Yeah, screw you, Riggs. Yep, we're fucked. Shit. And none of us trust needles anymore. Fuck. So we can't get a fucking penicillin shot. Craig goes on to say, I'm going to get into this article, though, but I'm going to read a few more comments here. I have a very interesting translated university study of GO and its effects on sales in PDF format. Would I like a copy? Okay. All right. You know what? Not in the comments of the chat, but you could put it. No, fuck it. I got private comments, don't I? Motherfucker, I got this motherfucking chat. I got private comments, don't I? Hell yeah, I got the... Yo, if you drop it in the private chat, I got you. Or if it points to, a separate, a cloud site where I could, download it. Okay, that's cool too. And that's pretty much why we got, the private chat. Just drop it in the private chat and I'll get it from you there, Craig. Oh man, Riggs says the Riggs complaints can be directed to Michelong. Oh man, oh shit, we're fucked. Here's Riggs. Oh goddamn. All right, now back to this crazy shit, though, man. All right. Brunel was awaiting trial after having been charged with sexual harassment and rape. Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. God damn. Okay. Let's skip further. Epstein died under similar circumstances. Found dead in his jail. Well, no shit, he was suicided. Sorry to say it that way, but that's what the fuck happened. Yo. And then the article goes on to say, it's really shocking. Ian Maxwell, one of Maxwell's siblings, told the New York Post on Saturday, saying he fears for her safety. Yeah. Hit girl, yo. Hillary's on the prowl, bro. She's on the stock, yo. Yeah. The fraud mother. She's taking people out, boy. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yeah, let a motherfucker find out. I got the documents, and I'm going to tell it on the mountain, goddammit. Excuse my French. I do speak it fluently. The article goes on to say, another death by hanging in a high-security prison. My action is one of total shock and bewilderment, Mr. Maxwell added, saying it was ironic prison authorities now have his sister under suicide watch. Whoa. Damn. Even though neither Epstein or Brunel were actively on suicide watches the day they died. Oh, man. Oh, shit. The article goes on to say, Jean-Luc Brunel has never stopped claiming his innocence. He has multiplied his efforts to prove it. A judge released him a few months ago, and then he was reincarcerated in undignified conditions. I wonder what that means. And that's what the attorney said. Virginia Jeffrey, who said she was abused as a teen at the hands of Epstein, Brunel, and their powerful friends like Prince Andrew, she said on Saturday. She hoped the modeling agent would have been able to face justice in the court of law. Andrew has denied Ms. Jeffrey's claims, and she has settled a lawsuit against the Duke. And yeah, I heard that. I heard about that not too long ago. Article goes on to say, according to Virginia Jeffrey, the self-deletion of Brunel, who abused me and countless girls and young women, ends another chapter. She goes on to say, I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to face him in a final trial to hold him accountable, but gratified that I was able to testify in prison last year to keep him in prison. I don't know, man. But let a motherfucker find out. I'm gonna tell it. The article goes on to say, right? Prison authorities say that there was no evidence of a breach in the Santé. I don't know which accent that is. Prison in Paris, where Brunel, who was apprehended in 2020, had been being detained. So that's what this shit is. Oh my goodness! All right, let me get on back into the chat, because that kind of bums me out, dude. Ugh! Oh my god! Brad Pitt sues Angelina Jolie. That's coming up next. You know what I'm saying? But let's get back to this other shit. Now, the list just came out. The documents from that Jeffrey trial came out as well. That's about the long and short of it. Anybody that Jeffrey says j'accuse to ends up self-deleting. Hint, hint. You know? Oh, my gosh. Change the subject. Oh, man. Oh, back to the you-know-what in Ottawa, right? Now, I was watching a few scenes in that. You know, it was kind of chill. You know, very chill because, yeah, it's cold as fuck up there in Ottawa. There was some snow down there and all of that shit. And it was kind of set up funny. I mean, why would the cops resort to dispersing tear gas at something like this? Knowing good and damn well that the wind blows it right back into their face. It's kind of like spitting in the wind. I mean, don't you think that they would have gotten enough intelligence about the wind in a scene like that? I don't know. Oh, well. And yes, of course, as you've seen with the GoFundMe matter, you know, the freedom protesters that are out there, and to the best of their ability and what I've seen so far, they're keeping it clean, and they're bringing it organic, really. It doesn't seem AstroTurf to me. I mean, this is only an example of how, you know, the Western world seems to stifle these grassroots movements. That shit looks pretty grassroots to me. You know, unlike Burn Loot Murder and that one other, you know, man, I don't even like to even speak of those fucks. And we all know that Trudeau was trying to get in front of this, like the Democrats in America did a year ago in D.C., you know. But these guys out there in Ottawa, they ain't giving an inch, and I commend that. I commend that. All right? Shit. And that's pretty much what it is, D-Man. You're right. A little pepper spray on a cold day. Shifting gears a bit. I'm kind of a sports guy. I'm going to go through this shit pretty quick, and I'm going to get the hell on up out of that, and then just get into some real shit here. Now, Brad Pitt is now suing Angelina Jolie. I mean, damn, you both done got old on me. What the fuck? What the fuck? All right, let's see what's going on here. Brad Pitt suing his ex-wife Angelina Jolie for selling her share of a jointly owned estate and winery to a Russian businessman. I wonder why. The actor, 58, filed a lawsuit against the actress, 46, after she offloaded her share of the French estate, Chateau Miraval in Corrèze, France, to Russian oligarch Yuri Scheffler. That sounds kind of familiar. Brad said in court documents that he and Jolie initially purchased the winery in 2008 for $28.4 million, at which time she put down about 40% of the funding, approximately $11.36 million. Brad now wants a judge to order Angelina undo the deal after Knut Del Mondo, controlled by Yuri, with court documents claiming she completed the sale without his knowledge. Oh, man, look at this crib. Now, those that are listening to this on the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this, but this is a pretty big, you know. Yeah, it looks like it's a French place. Yeah, that's a French chateau. Yeah. Lots of area. Lots of ground to cover there. Has a little moat right there. That's pretty nice. The Fight Club actor. Damn, he's known as the Fight Club actor. The Fight Club actor told the court that he and Jolie had agreed that they would not sell off their interest in the winery without the consent of the other party. He said he put far more work and funding into the winery to make it profitable, and by 2013, she hadn't matched his efforts on either front. Shit, you know what? I don't doubt it. You know? It's always the man that puts in the real groundwork, all right, to make anything profitable. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, I believe it. I fucking believe it. Ooh, and the motherfuckers got a lot of yo, shit. Kind of, it got the step effect for all of the grape trees and shit, and grapevines and all of that. Well, anyway. Court documents filed in the L.A. Superior Court and obtained by New York Post's Page 6 column read, Jolie consummated the purported sale without Pitt's knowledge, of course, denying Pitt the consent right she owed him and the right of first refusal her business entity owed his. She sold her interest with the knowledge and intention that Scheffler and his affiliates would seek to control the business to which Pitt had devoted himself and to undermine Pitt's investment in Miraval. No shit. Oh, yeah, they're even selling these motherfuckers. So that's a bottle of rosé, I think. Jolie informed the court that she intended to sell her share of the winery in July 2021. Brad said in legal documents, adding in September of 2021, that he consented to letting the Lara Croft actress seek out a buyer who he would have approval rights on. Okay. At the time, her firm and her former husband's own Bongo LLC were equal shareholders in a Luxembourg company that had ownership interests in the Chateau Miraval estate in France and a winery business branded as SNC Miraval Province. Oh boy. Goes to show you fellas, and let that be a lesson. Well, some of y'all have already learned the lesson because you're men going your own way. And if you wouldn't, you wouldn't be here on this motherfucking site. Right, okay? So let me see here. Let me stop that screen for a little while and get on back in. Okay. Dim the lights there. Oh, now the feng shui is right. Ugh, I gotta cleanse. Well, fuck it. You wanna talk about this other shit? Okay, let me get on in this motherfucker. Patrick Holmes tweets people making stuff up after rumor Chiefs QB wants fiance and brother to not attend games. Patrick Holmes says, not to believe what you see on Twitter. Well, I agree there. And I called him Patrick Holmes, didn't I? Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs quarterback posted a tweet Friday that may have been a response to a tweet that claimed he's fed up with the sideline behavior of his fiance, Brittany Matthews, and brother, Jackson Mahomes, and wants them to stay away from his games next NFL seasons. And he goes on to say, y'all just be making up stuff these days. Laughy face, laughy face, laughy face. And what's this other bullshit? Oh, no, that's the enemy. The Cosmo article? Holy shit, I need to screen this shit a little better. Nick Cannon explains why he thinks monogamy isn't healthy for relationships. No shit. You just now noticing this? Let's see what this is. If you're curious about Nick Cannon's views on monogamy and fatherhood, he opened up about both subjects during the Language of Love podcast with Dr. Laura Berman via People. Specifically, Nick shut down the assumption that most of I don't want to read this bullshit. Bye. Back to soap. Back to soap. We MGTOW, we don't give a fuck about that shit. God damn it. Let me find out. Let's shift gears a bit anyway, you know. Talking about the so-called manosphere, right? This manosphere shit. Time to drop some real knowledge about this space. You might want to sit down for this if you haven't been sitting down for this. It's been around for what? On YouTube, right? How long has it been around? I'm thinking 7 to 9 years. You know, how long y'all think? I think it's been around for, 7 to 9 years, something like that. You know? Well, anywho, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Who cares, right? Because this very space that comprised of 1 million. Oh, thank you, Mile High Ronin. About 10 years. Okay. Now, it's been co-opted by the gynocratic structure in the form of the simps, manginas. You know what this is. All right? You've seen it with the FNF debacle. You've seen it with the Cuck Murphy debacle. And you've also seen it with this latest shit that came down the pipe, the KS debacle. They're all debacles. See, this is what happens when you let a dating coach type leave this space. See, they still want to chase after female validation in the form of a snotty, smelly hole that bleeds once a month. Now, don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. You know, smashed and dashed a few. You know what I'm saying? But, bro, trying to sell dating courses on the matter, man, that puts me off really bad. I don't think I like that type of thing. You know? It's fucking gross. You dig? But that's just my opinion anyway. Hell. And some of you have seen, though. I mean, the Manosphere don't need saving. If you haven't seen my video, The Manosphere Don't Need Saving, it was on my old channel. Well, who cares? Because I'm going to update it and put that on here anyway. And I'm going to update a lot of that shit on this channel anyhow. All right, but before I do, I'm gonna give you the preview to the most controversial series. You know what I'm saying? And it's them things that make you go, hell yeah, brother! Yeah, I got some of that them things. It's a new one. It's gonna be called part 12, Out of the Ordinary. And it will be released after this show's over. Because, you know, now, things are starting to run a little snappier over here at Psyche Labs. But before I do, I'm going to go ahead and, I got more show to do because we have gotten past the first hour. But I'm going to throw the commercial up. Y'all better not drop my numbers, goddamn. Y'all better stay here, goddamn. All right, let me throw this commercial on up here for y'all.
Need a little shock for your new year? Well, here are the things that make you go from Psyche Soap, the new controversial series that is too hot for YouTube. We've got Little Fails. And we've got Big Fails, too.
Tranquilo, que está todo re bien, ¿ah? Yo te voy a sacar la de atrás, pero necesito que haga un paso más. Uno, ahí está, vamos. Voy a sacarla del medio, si puedes. Abrí la pierna.
So, prepare yourself mentally for the edge of your gaming chair. Presented by Psyche Soap, it's the things that make you go... Available on these alternative platforms. Listed below in the description of this video.
Yep. Very controversial series. The things that make you go... Yeah, that was a part of why my last channel got axed. You know, because these are, you know, graphic, you know, disturbing clips. My bad, Doozang. My bad. It was a little, yeah, it was a little loud, I know. Goddamn. I didn't mean to step all into the mic and shit like that, but, yeah. I'm starting to get this shit together, man. Goddamn it. Let me remove some things. Okay, there we go. Where was I? Yes. Let me take me a sip. The Manosphere don't need saving, bro. The Manosphere don't need saving. Oh, yeah. Oh, you were watching the preview? Oh, yeah, there's that shit and more. It's the things that make you go... From Psyche Soap. All right. That's the show. It's going to be on right after this live. So that's going to be on the alt text like Metal.tv, Odyssey, over there on BitChute. And I believe I may be releasing that on Rumble. It's still in construction. Whatever. To the subject at hand, man. The Manosphere. I got to thinking, at this point, I see this space like it's a transgendered person. The Manosphere is like a transgendered person, all right? At first, it was a man. Now, it's a woman. Are you with me so far? Press 1 if you get it. Press 1 if you get it. Are you with me so far? Shit.
Riggs, you crazy. Riggs say, yo, can't be dropping the soap around Susan. She'll have something funny. Have me saying... Nah. Got me fucked up. Shit. Soap got a brand new bag, and I got something brand new for that ass. All right. Well, the Manosphere got turned into a hoe.
Now, if you're trying to save the Manosphere, what does that make you? Or, more specifically, what does that make purists of the Manosphere trying to save this space? Trying to gatekeep the space. As you can see, the gatekeeping's broken.
Somehow these motherfuckers flew out. Right? Look, man. I respected this space. Hell, and all its factions. Well, with the exception of the PUA slash dating coach type. But to hell with it. The Manosphere is gonna be here in its lingerie, strutting and a-teasing you. Know what I mean? Right? Yeah, that's right. Captain 304, you know? Susan requires that salad to be tossed for that commissary. Watch out for that crusty roast beef. God damn it. What the fuck? Yeah, Riggs. What? Come on, Riggs. What the hell? Dude, saying the roast beef can't hurt me. Man, fuck you guys. Hey, it's all good, man. It's all good. You know. And that's what it is. That's what we do here. This is what, you know, this is what the Manosphere is was supposed to be about. Brotherhood. You know, you notice right there? You see what the chat, how me and the chat reacted? You know, they give me shit. I laugh about it. Hey, we do that shit in real life. When we're around our bros, when we're around our guys. You know, when we're around our mens and them. You know? We roast each other. You dig? You know? Oh, boy. So, you know, the roast beef can't hurt you. Marriage can hurt you. And the Rig says the minute that the PUA got that red pill dick in their mouth, it started downhill. You are correct. And I'm going to address that. Dude's ain't crazy, man. You's a motherfucking fool. You ain't shit for that. Alright. But yeah, the Manosphere got turned into the hole. You know. And everybody's trying to save her. Don't save her. You know. Look. My Manosphere is this. This right here. This space here. You know, sharing ideas to somehow, you know, to somehow create a better space for us guys. Because for a good while, you know, I'd say keep it decentralized. Fuck it. Keep it decentralized as it is. And these PUAs and dating coaches and all this shit, it's a self-correcting problem. The more these fucks keep coming out, talking their shit, looking very stupid, you know, slipping and running their mouth and losing their tempers when they ain't got no business doing it. You know, and keeping they hurt down, keeping they hurt ass head down, looking like a hit dog. When one of the pinnacle of a daggle talks to him, that is some shit right there. Got all these energies for all these other daggles. But when Queen Daggle comes on into the website, you give her a 9 and you look down. Aww. Kind of like a dog that got caught doing something stupid. But again, my Manosphere is this. It's the roof over my head. My Manosphere is this right here. Don't save her, man. Don't save that bitch. That the Manosphere out there, don't save that shit. She don't want to be saved. As the song goes, do you and keep your faithful few. And this is my faithful few, you know. Now, shit, I mean, I'd rather have 4 dedicated motherfuckers than, you know, 40,000 motherfuckers at my neck. That's not good.
You know? Now, Duzan goes on to say, I think it's funny how the Manosphere equates taking a shot means automatic marriage and kids and fucked. Nah, taking your shot doesn't have to be all that. Oh, okay, shooting your shot, at a dame and shit, and it shouldn't come to marriage after that, marriage and kids after that. You goddamn right it shouldn't be, you know? And taking your shot doesn't mean saving her. You goddamn right, you know? And Malharoni, you are correct. Your castle is yours. Cohabitation is a non-option. And that's why I'm MGTOW Fabulous, baby. No regrets, you know? Money stacked. Prep's about to be on point. I'm an individualist, and so are you fellas. You know, you that are listening or within the sound of my voice, or you that are watching, while you try to save a community of turncoats, those that, you know, try to keep saving this space, be the real independent. Start from within, you know? And if that's all right, get around a few of these like-minded brothers and build from there. Now, as I've often said, this YouTube shit, this channel shit, this social media shit, all it is a network tool. I do this shit to kick it with y'all. Best believe that. You know, on another note, man, remember last week when I said, you know, F the black community? Huh? Some of you might not, you know, because that show had gotten axed. You can only catch it on the alt text, but doesn't matter. The same principle, well, almost. The black man was the bedrock of the black community. Now look what happened. It's turned into an annoying bunch of magpies, you know what I mean? And at their very best and most educated, they're tanned Karens. Dark-skinned Karens, man. Dump that community. Black man, if you are within the sound of my voice, dump that shit. Dump it on the side of the road. That community is a hoe. She don't want to be saved, bro. And this is where some of my, you know, I wouldn't necessarily say all, but this is where some of my SYSBM, Idmore type of guys fuck up. This is America. Put away your pride, man. Do you? Because they don't give a shit about you. If you were dropped off with another American white man in, let's just say, the Ukraine, they gonna know your ass American. Oh, shit, numbers are dropping. I must be saying something real. If you dropped your ass off in Chechnya, yeah, black men, they know you black, but they gonna know you're an American more than anything. That made me think about this latest situation with Tommy, though. He went on Fresh and Fit. This black chick got offended and her feeling, and in her feelings and shit, it just all in her feelings about the way Tommy did his show, you know, because he does go in on Daggles all the time. He hasn't stopped it. All right, that's what he does. And somehow it got turned into a fight. Now, True Sherm, if you're listening to the playback, you know, mi amigo, you talked about it. I saw your video. But Tommy gave logical reasonings on why he goes in on black chicks. Now, I know you don't like them. All right. And you got your reasons. I don't like them either. I got my reasons. I'll say them right now. Okay. My biggest misgivings for Tommy Sotomayor is that the brother tends to have a cutthroat atmosphere when you go to when you watch one of his shows. You're better off turning off the comments. You're better off turning off the chat. You're better off doing that. And once you've gotten past that, excuse me, once you get past that, there's the grifting, you know, the donations, the donation grubbing. When he's gotten so much of a following, he doesn't need to do that anymore at this point. You know? You got good shit, don't grift. Let your chat take care of that bullshit, bro. Let your mods take care of that. All right? But yeah, back to this shit, True. Tommy gave a logical reason, though, on why he goes on these bitches. But the bitch resorted to ad hominem attacks, though. Now, regardless of what... cough again. I died laughing. Anyone know about... Oh, I'll come back to that shit later, dude. Y'all probably speaking amongst each other in the chat. It's all good, you know. But, True, bro. And I get it, you know. I've also watched videos on your misgivings behind Tommy, and I do know why, you know. Yes, Tommy lost it. I saw the video as much as you did, man. I saw the video as much as you did. Shit. Let me take a sip here. Whew. Excuse me. There we go. A little better. Tommy's only crime was going to that goddamn show. And he shouldn't have never been there in the first place. You know? And that, damn, if you know the atmosphere of Fresh and Fit, all these motherfuckers are doing is bringing back Jerry Springer. All they doing is bringing back Jerry Springer. You know? See, this is why you can't run a channel on one hand, you call yourself teaching men how to embark on self-improvement journeys. But on this other hand, you front like you this big player. And then you pay a whole gaggle of bitches to be on your shit. Excuse me, I had to cough again. But this is what they do. You know, like this one situation where off camera on one of their shows, DJ Academics, I don't know, I mean, you guys may not know about, hell, I barely know of the motherfucker, right? This chick that was on the show that was rah-rah-rahing and everything, off camera, she tried to show a gun to, you know, DJ Academics. And that was some, you know, that was some faulty ass shit. Maybe they were doing this shit for the show. Maybe it was contrived. Maybe it was staged. You know, I always keep that option open, right? But it fucking happened. But yeah, Tommy's only crime and shit, he was even being there. He had no business fucking being there. And Tommy, bro, what the fuck you think was gonna happen? Those frauds should have been gatekept into oblivion. See, somebody had brought up a good point about Fresh and Fit. A brilliant one, might I add. About the show, really. Where in the fuck is the security staff on that show? Huh? Where the fuck is it? Non-existent. That's where the fuck it is. See, dude, I'm growing tired of these lames with money, grifting, co-opting the red pill, and even sometimes the black pill. I might as well take my prescription of black pills, by the way. So, here it go. Let's see what... Ah, there we go. Yep, rig save. It's getting to the point that it's too dangerous to pick up 304s and the heavy Chevy and bore that Puniti out. Big up to Undead Chronic Warband. What up? That's their word, of course. Regret equals grape these days. You got that right, because they can reject consent at the last fucking minute. That's stupid shit, right? All right. Duzang saying, adopt a Ukrainian today. War is coming. Riggs say, chicks turn around and say consensual schmecks was great when they get shamed for fornicating you. So to hide their shame and accountability, they say that so that they look like the victim. Oh, no shit. You right about that. All right. So, yeah, man. Scroll down here. If I had skipped some of y'all, forgive me there. Yeah, Ronin goes on. Mahai Ronin goes on to say, humility is one of the keys to the gate. That's right. Peacocks will be hunted for their feathers. Yeah, that's what this is, you know. But I took the black pill of this shit, man. I'm fed up. I'm done. The black community, dead. The Manosphere, dead. What else? American culture, dead. Fuck. YouTube, dead. Dead, okay? Dead is dead. Dead is doornails, man. And no, it's not, you know, dead is Elvis. Dead is a doorknob, man. And it's not going to the 7-Eleven to get banana slurpees, motherfuckers. That was an impersonator. Why is the black community dead, Soap? Well, if you caught the last show, I hinted on it. You know, I was a little angry about it. But, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed by it, but I came to that thing called fuck it. And just threw my hands up. See, the women double down on wokeism. B-dubs, you know, they double down on the shit. They're doubling down on the misandry of black men, which, that doesn't help matters. The pro-black men, you know, those types of guys, the simps, the bean pie eating motherfuckers, they're the lapdogs. The suit wearing motherfuckers that go to church on the other side, those chitlin eating motherfuckers, they're the lapdogs too. They're angry at all of us for showing their fuckery. And even if they're alone filming it, even if these chicks are alone filming the shit, the very device that you are listening to me on, if it is your smartphone, is what is exposing these bitches. And it doesn't end right there for just black women. All Western women are being exposed on this shit. If they don't get it, fuck it, let them not get it. And it's sad because on that end, on that side, and in that community, when a black conservative speaks on it, those men are ostracized all to hell. Ugh. Why is the Manosphere dead, Psyche Soap? Well, that's simple. That's been co-opted by PUAs and dating coach hucksters. You know that. Selling you these dreamt up dates and marriages. Don't get me started on those coaching fee motherfuckers. Or that one guy that Hammer had showed. And what, selling courses in the thousands? Like, what the fuck? You need to pay that much to learn how to shoot your shot with a broad? Bruh, you might as well take that same amount and you know, just take it to a bunny ranch north of Clark County in Nevada if you're gonna do that. You know, or become an objectophile and get a doll. Do your thing. Do you. You know? But don't let your base nature fuck you up and rule you. That's what's up. Oh. What the hell? All right. Why is the American culture dead? Let me see. Let me think. Here's why. Here's why. And you all know this and you all see this out there. It's unoriginal. It's recycled culture we're watching. Well, you guys don't watch it. You're good, you know. You are immune. You got your immunity. You got your immunizations. And you didn't have to submit to the Myrna, the graphene oxide bullshit to do it. You know? And this ain't no misinformations or stupid ass shit like that, man. You know? But for real, I mean, they keep regurgitating shit. It's a parasite feeding off a recycled culture, or more like an animal eating its own throw up every other week. I mean, and it's all remakes and reboots or regurgitates the franchise. Now, what happened to the one and done? You know? Shit. And it's kind of sad that, you know, when I used to be kind of a film buff in things when I was younger. But now when I go back to some of those, you know, indie films, I go, boy, you know how much wokey shit they didn't just, some, how much Chewbacca shit they didn't snuck up into this thing? And not the Chewbacca from Star Wars, but you guys know what I mean. All right? It's bullshit. Every other week, it remakes or reboots or regurgitates some type of damn franchise. It's fucking stupid, yo. I mean, about YouTube now. Oh, shit. Yeah, Susie, you might want to open your ears for me. I know you got one of those in here. I feel you. You know, y'all, you know, it's cool. You can listen. Here's why YouTube's dead. Look no further than the view count of this goddamn live stream. Have you seen it? Well, there you go. Shit. Look. Canada's on fire. America's next. And it's gonna make 2017 through 2020 look like ginger beer. Because people have gotten to the point of fuck it. They're fed up. They don't like this bullshit. Damn, bruh. You know, I don't get it. Don't understand. But let's get back on in here to these comments here. And then I think here in about a while, I might get on my Saturday Russian run and kick it out here into these interwebs. Because, you know, I know some of these folks might be going live here in a minute. Hammer time didn't already happen, but he might be rocking it a little bit, you know. All right, my man. Okay. So, Hammer's doing his thing, and my man AM is doing his thing, and I really appreciate y'all getting out here, man. I really mean that shit, and for y'all and for the support, and for the, you know, for the kindness, for the love, all that shit, dude. I mean, cause ain't nobody gonna hold us the fuck back, you know, cause we're motherfucking men. We've always figured it out. We've always made a way. Let's just put it that way. And we didn't get here after 10,000 years for nothing. And pretty soon all of that shit that these womanists and haters and all of that shit, it will come back to get them. And you just may see that shit in your lifetime, man. Real shit. Rig say, or if she gets mad at you for pumping and then dumping that ass, she can report you for it. Mm-hmm. Control your biology, you goddamn right. Excuse me there. But I speak my French fluently over here. Duzane goes on to say, actually, the video I'm talking about is the only video up on his channel right now. I don't know what you're referring to. Let me see here. Oh, last comment. You go on to say, died laughing. Anyone know Coach Red Pill? Or is that CRP? Because when I see CRP, I think Coach Red Pill. He made a video saying, leave the West. 2 days later, Russia is surrounding Ukraine, and that's where he was at. No. no. Actually, the West is good. Ukraine, no. Some are saying Trinidad, and I mean the island, not Trinidad, Colorado. Trinidad, Colorado is the sex change capital of the world. You're going to find a lot of Transformers. Goddamn, man. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Let me scroll down here a little bit, see what we got. All right. We read that. All right. No, it didn't age well, Duzane. You're right. All right. They catch me scrolling. They hate it. They caught me sitting sideways, gripping that wood grain, wheel swinging on Vogue's. Damn, I miss my 1980s Lincolns. Lincolns? Wow. Well, if you really look at it, the Continental is as good as it gets for that model, for that make, I guess. Duzang say, even taking PUA's advice, you're not starting the relationship off on an honest foundation. It's doomed. That's right. Because you get into this, if you do it that way, it comes off as contrived, as fake. Let's just put it that way. It's like the difference between a grassroots movement and an AstroTurf movement. Grassroots, what you see there in Ottawa, versus AstroTurf, what you see here in every blue city in America. Because we know Gorge Soros is doing the shit. Anyhow, Ronan, go woke, go broke. You're right. Real shit if the media's involved. Walk away. MGTOW Law say, brother, if I was gonna three-wheel, I'd want a 67 Impala or a classic box Chevy, 78, 92. Yeah, you in the right. Yeah, You kind of got it right there. That's what's up. Call me a Ray Ray if you'd like. But shit, I kind of like those rides that were around from 78 through, I'd say, 84, right? And they were kind of like the Buick Grand National, the Pontiac Grand Prix, Chevrolet Monte Carlo, and the Oldsmobile Cutlass Supreme. Four of them motherfuckers in that time period, in that time frame, they kind of looked the same, but they were pretty dope. Pretty dope. All right. Let me scroll down further. Sorry about that, guys. Oh, yeah. All right. Rick say, oh, no, Outlaw say, down here in Alabama, they want five figures for a stock classic. A stock classic of what? Shit. Oh, man. Exact car, the Aero Coupes. All right. Well, brothers. Y'all get that bot now. Come on now. I probably didn't mod y'all or nothing, huh? But I'll be getting your names and shit, and then we'll mod them. This one's on me, bro. I got that shit. Don't worry. I'm going to get that out of the way. I'm getting short on words, so later on, be ready for things that make you go, And then we got my man Hammer. I think he start the show. He might be in an interview if I'm not mistaken. So I'll be checking that shit out. If you're getting out of the room, that's okay. Type in Soap brought me here, I guess. and I'm going to see what's going on over there. And then the Hidden still got the Ottawa cast. He is MGTV. And he's got the Ottawa cast over there and shit. Now, Things That Make You Go Damn, it's all done. All ready to go on the alt text. So, BitChute, MGTOW.TV, I'm over there. Odyssey as well. You can catch the live playback on there as well, too. And I also have live playback on Anchor and podcast form. And now it's time to leave you with this. And it's about time I start saying it. We are all one big brother. All belong to one father. You tread on one, you hurt another. That to me is brotherhood. So, share this video. You got it. Don't forget to like. You got it. Subscribe and make the bell. Never said I was a singer, but you got it. I'm out. Peace.